The Day of Relief. This is the first analysis of the events so far happening in the context of the G20, not only in Hamburg but also throughout the country, with police controlling, obstructing, and a strategy of wearing people down through endless searches, raids, arrests, and distorted information. Since last week, and most clearly with the inhibition of the camps in Park Entenwerder, the annihilation of the camp at Stadtpark, and the struggle over the camp in Volkspark, it becomes more and more apparent that one of the major paradigms of the G20 can be perceived under the label of a war on and over logistics. Until today, the issue of building camps and allowing people to sleep, to rest and maintain a basic bodily need has been one of the major logistical struggles. Five elements of this logistical paradigm can be distilled.
First, borders. Yesterday and last week's. Searching, obstructing and arresting people traveling to Hamburg at the national borders all over the country. Shattering infrastructures of resistance by all means. Second, clearing pathways since 4 days. The police's argument. For the sake of keeping the circulation of traffic rolling, they treat bodies as noise in the logistical flows. Dispersion and strategies of wearing people down. Tactics and strategies of zoning all over the city. Third, camping, sleeping, since 4 days. Building sustainable structures for the peaceful organization of protests. People utter unrest and their disagreement with globalization and logistical forms of capital. Fourth, counter-logistics. Solidarity of different groups and organizations like the churches making their greens available for camping, food and sanitary supply. Discussions of alternative practices against capitalism as logistical operation at the Solidarity Summit. Solidarity foregrounding the utter need for care and care practices, taking care of bodies but also of maintaining the spirit and most crucially joy of assembling. Contestation of deliberate establishing of a state of exception through the police, disrespecting the legal legitimacy of assembly and camping, while at the same time a heightened awareness for climate change and counter-justice arises.
The reason I'm participating in the alternative summit of the people at the time of the G20 is because we're living in a very divided, very fragmented, very brutalized world, and a world where just one thinking of neoliberalism is dominating every country's policy. We need to think alternatives that protect the planet and protect the livelihoods and lives and freedoms of people, and we need more solidarity. This platform is creating it.
Fifth, alter logistics of playfulness, performance, interventions, and sound. Yesterday. Coming back to the question if, after days of heavy police repression, yesterday can be considered as a day of relief, a relief of tension, of bodies, and pressure and exhaustion, and a more joyful and artistic and sensuous form of activism. Camps and the occupation of Arrivati Park and the night dance demonstration explode the violent images of the last days into a feast of colors, beats, and performance, foregrounding difference as a sensuous polyphony taking hold and queering the city. We have witnessed some remarkable interventions and the building of infrastructures carried by artists reclaiming the public sphere. Arrivati Park finding its rhythm with concerts, DJing, and many people inhabiting the place. The night dance demonstrations with over 20,000 participants moving from the river to the heart of St. Pauli. Bodies in alliance, reclaiming the streets and giving a feel of the variety of protest.
There will be a time when bodies will be back. There will be a time when we will cross the streets among the robbers and the hookers we meet, because we are the others and the others are us. There will be a time when we will cross the metropolis, decolonize cities, because this is the place of our desires and we will never leave.
While yesterday might be conceived as a day of relief, the question remains how the fight over logistics returns in a quite different guise When Hell Arises Today, starting at 4 p.m. with a Welcome to Hell protest march and a concert by the infamous band, the Goldenen Zitronen, and the police upholding their verdict of constant disruption, interruption, and violent inhibiting of assembly. At the same time, the Solidarity Summit continues and ends. Tomorrow and the day after, color and the power of performative creative forms of protest, closing the ranks with a general call to shut down the logistics of capitalism and the attempt to interfere the policing of smooth flows of transportation for the participants of the G20 summit. Let's see what happens when the colorful forms of protest merge into the red fire of hell, followed by the darkness of the night and continued resistance.